This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A long-dormant housing development in Erie is finally breaking ground after 15 years. Here with me is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to talk about the Daybreak project and what it will mean for the town that straddles Boulder and Weld counties. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So Erie has grown a lot in the past few decades, growing to a current population of 21,000. Why is the Daybreak project so significant?
Really two reasons, Erin. First, this is one of only two large-scale housing developments to break ground along the Front Range since the housing crash, the other being one in Arvada. Second is really the scale. We're talking about almost 3,000 homes on 965 acres. That could increase the town's population by another 10,000 people, but the developer told our writer, Clayton Moore, that another 7,000 residents would be more likely.
Wow. I mean, even at the lower number, that's a pretty staggering increase. So who is behind this project?
Daybreak is being developed by a Boulder company called Community Development Group. That is headed by Chuck Bellock. That company also developed the Erie Commons area, which includes housing, retail, and commercial space. The developer and the town have been planning for what's now called Daybreak for about 15 years.
Well, tell us a little more about the project itself. How is it going to be phased in, and when is it set to begin?
Sure. Groundbreaking for the first phase will happen in the next month. That will include 724 homes to be built over the next 2 years. Full build-out of 2,880 homes would occur over the next 12 years, and we're likely to see a variety of different home builders involved in the project.
Well, so you're talking about another 7,000 residents with this project alone. That's on top of the 21,000 already in the town. We've seen a lot of growth over the years in towns such as Windsor and Johnstown. How large do you think Erie is likely to grow?
Well, first, I can remember driving through Erie in the late 1980s when it had probably 1,200 residents and dirt roads. A lot has changed since then with new commercial and residential projects altering the face of the town. As for how big Erie will become, we spoke with Fred Deal. He's an assistant to the town administrator, and he indicated that the town has planned for a total population of more than 40,000 residents. That would be about double the current size and double the size of Windsor, for example.
Well, growth like this also brings some challenges in terms of infrastructure and water, things like that. What is the town doing to ensure that it can accommodate that many more people?
In a word, planning. Erie has firmed up a variety of water sources. It's part of the Colorado Big Thompson Project, which delivers water from Carter Lake to a treatment facility in Erie. And it will be part of the Windy Gap Firming Project, diverting water to Lake Granby, as well as the Northern Integrated Supply Project. But we are talking about a lot of new pipelines, roads, and other infrastructure, which will be partly paid for by $110 million in building permits from Daybreak alone.
So what is the groundbreaking of Daybreak say in a larger sense about the regional housing market?
Well, it says we're definitely seeing a revival of the housing market. A lot of communities in Boulder County and Northern Colorado are starting to see vastly reduced inventories of homes on the market. And as demand picks up, we'll see more home builders break ground on new projects.
Very interesting. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.